Hey, in studio, I've got Ward Voorhees. How are you, sir?
Good morning.
Hey, so we have Crazy Days coming up.
Yes, we do.
And which is a big, big thing. This will be my first year experiencing it. I moved to Morris in January, so I'm looking forward to that. But you have something very special going on. Now, you've written a book about barn quilts. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And so you're going to be doing a book signing. Why don't you give us all the details? What's going to be going on with you?
Okay, a little bit background about barn quilts. That tradition started in the southeastern part of the U.S. in the Appalachian Hills. And it was a way for people to paint panels of wood and put them on some of their old tobacco barns, because they were kind of drab buildings, and they wanted to spruce them up a little bit and get tourists to come down to that area. So they painted these barn quilts, and they're generally patterns from a cloth quilt that you find in your bedding, and put those on the buildings. And that tradition spread to the point now where there's barn quilts all over the United States. And they're very colorful. They got a lot of history behind them. And people tend to paint them according to a certain pattern that they might be a favorite from their old childhood or whatever. And there's a lot of good stories out there. And right now there's about 115 barn quilts in Stevens County. I started that project about 7-8 years ago. Started with 28 barn quilts, and now it's grown to, like I said, about 115 of them. And during the process of talking with all the people that own these barn quilts, and barn quilts nowadays aren't just on barns. There aren't many good old-fashioned red barn quilts in Stevens County anymore.
Yeah.
So people have put these barn quilts on their garages, on their garden sheds, or even mounted just on a post. So they come in different sizes and different places where they're mounted. And in talking with all the people during the process of getting these barn quilts established, they like to talk about maybe about the barn or the old building that it's mounted on, or some of their family history. And also why they chose that particular color or particular design. And I got to thinking, golly, there's a lot of good stories out there. And you can drive around and look at these barn quilts and look at them just for the beauty of them. But unless you know the story behind them, you're missing half the story.
Yeah.
So I got to thinking I should publish a book. And I haven't published a book before, and I didn't know what I was doing. So so I enlisted the help of my daughter, who has published several books, and my grandson, who's a semi-professional photographer.